We do have some patching program going on, and the areas on Leeward Highway, in and around Kingston, they were patching. Belay Bypass, Utley Hall, Marina Road, those I don't know when last y'all went down there. Spring Village, Cross Drain at Hermitage, French's Tongue Hill, Dorsetshire Hill up to School Gap, Gummy Road next to the Glad Tidings Church, Largo Height Road. New Adelphi, Diamond Village, Diamond Mongrenan Road, Higher Lomans, Mongrenan from Anglican Church inwards, South Rivers from Power Station upwards, McCracken, Bellevue, Calder Main Road, Bypass Road from Calder School to Belmont, near the tank, Bible Road from Primary School towards the entrance to the top of the road, the hill, Evesham and Career Main Road, Career, Nearbridge and Skills Training Centre, Pilgrim Hill, Maroon Hill, Belmont, Seventh-day Adventist Church, the CWS Tank, Glen Near Woodsies, Winwood Highway, Indian Bitter Diamond, Landfill Gap, Diamond Landfill to South Union Bridge, Yambu, Proven Vale. And we are getting this done. I anticipate that Braggs will be spending from December to June anywhere between $14 and $15 million in road repairs and cleanup. And this is not to patch potholes only. To patch some potholes is right now a secondary task, as far as I'm concerned. I may be criticized for it, but when you have all these families whose homes are in the North Leeward area and see the condition of people's homes, that is my priority. And Braxa will not stop putting gangs in until all these people's homes and backyards are cleaned up.